Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. We are on Tazayin Amud Beis by Halacha Beis by the Mishnah. And today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael ben Yekasil Tzadok, the grandfather's yahrzeit today, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Heichon Hayu Ishtachavos Elu. We said there were these 13 bowings. That whenever you'd be in the Beis HaMikdash, you'd pass by a certain spot. Where are these bowings? So, Arba Batzafon, there are four in the north. Arba Badarom, four in the south. Shalosh B'Mizrach, two in the east. Beis B'Mairav, two in the west. Keneged Shalosha Esrei Sha'arim. As a matter of fact, there are 13 gates. This is not the gates to get into the Har HaBayis. This is gates to get into the Beis HaMikdash complex. You go into these gates, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, depending on where you are. Now we're going to mention all 13 gates. Jeromim Smuchim Lamayrav. So on the western side, on the southern side, starting at the west, is Shar HaElyon, something called the Shar HaElyon, the gate of the Elyon, the upper gate. Shar HaDelek, Shar HaBechoros, and Shar HaMayim. Now why did Mishnah only says V'lo Menikra Shmo Shar HaMayim? Why is it called the Shar HaMayim? Like it's a funny thing to ask. The Mishnah doesn't ask about the other names. Why is it called Shar HaMayim? What kind of name is that? Because Shabo Machnisin Tzolochios Shal Nisach HaMayim B'chag. That's the entrance they would go on Sukkot when they were going to be pouring water on the Beis HaMikdash. They'd go through that gate. And therefore it's called Shar HaMayim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Bo HaMayim Mefachim, this is the Mayim that's going to turn over, Vasidin Lios Yotzin, somehow in the future, there's going to be water coming out of the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's literal or not, that's why it's called Shar HaMayim. Come out of that, it's going to water the world when Mashiach comes. B'tzafon, in the northern part, Smuchim B'mayrav, starting at the west, is Shar Yechonya, a gate called Shar Yechonya, Shar HaKarban, Shar HaNashim, and Shar HaShir. Why is it called Shar Yechonya? Because Shebo Yatza Yechonya Begolos. That's the gate that Yechonya left when he went to Golos. And the Karban Eidah says a fascinating thing. And the second word line, he says, Shenichnas L'Beis HaMikdash. He went to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Gemara and Nebuchadnezzar said, give me Yechonya. I want the king. So he went to the Beis HaMikdash, L'Heshtachavos, to bow, V'litol Rishus, Kishahalach L'Gola, to get permission. I'm going into Golos now, right? Via L'Bavel, V'yatza Derech Osashar, and he left from that gate. Even though that's in the first Beis HaMikdash, right? And these gates are L'Chor, the second Beis HaMikdash, but they kept the same name. That's the name, that's the beginning of the end. Right? That's the gate where the Chanya left from, they called it that gate, and that was a very big tragedy. Now Sheba Mizrach, the eastern side, is Shar Nicanor, everyone knows about that gate. That was the main entrance into the Beis HaMikdash. Ushnei Pashpish and Hayulo, there were two little gates, one on each side of the big gate, Echad Miyamin ve'Echad Mismol, one on the west and one on the left and one on the right. Ushnaya B'mayrav, the two gates in the south, Ein V'loha Yilahem Shem. They didn't have any name. Those gates didn't have names. And those are the 13 gates. And corresponding to the 13 gates are the 13 bowings.
The question of why does this explain the names of two of them?
Correct. Correct.
Say, why does that explain any of them? Or why should a Mishnah answer a question?
Correct. I do believe that elsewhere in the Shas, all the names are explained. I do believe that. Maybe in Masechtas Midos, where I do believe they're all explained.
Right.
Why here in Shkalim, the Mishnah picks, this has nothing whatsoever to do, except for the first Mishnah or two, Masechtas has nothing to do with Shkalim.
Right.
Right? It's like random Beis HaMikdash topics. It's really what it's about. What? Correct. Now it's picking on the previous... Just random Beis HaMikdash topics. Nothing to do with Shkalim. Anyway, Masnisen Abiyosi ben Yochanan, he taught, Amar Keneged Yud Gimel Sha'arim, right, that the 13 bowings were connected to 13 gates. Baram, however, Kirabanan Shivash Arm Hayu. They held only seven gates. Which gates did they remove? I don't know. So, Bazara, in Nazara. So, Aldas Rabbanon, so according to them, Hechon Yishtach HaVayis HaLola, where were these 13 Bowers? And the answer is, Kehi de Rabbanon, de Tanin and Taman, like we learned somewhere else. Yud Gimel Pratzos HaYubo, there were 13 breaches. Many say these breaches were in the outer Chel, it's like another demarcation. Anyway, right, so they were, nobody knows what it looked like. Nobody remembers. So they said it was 13. They said no, it was only 7.
So Abbe Yosef Ben Yochanan, he was an early Tana. I mean, he might have.
Maybe he saw it. I don't know if he saw it. How can anyone argue on that?
Right.
Right. If it's a tradition, so I have my Masorah, you have your Masorah.
Right.
Anyway, Yugim Protos Hayubo Shapirza Malchi Yavon. There were 13 breaches that the Greeks made in the wall. V'chazru v'gidram b'nei chashmonoi, and the chashmonoim came and fixed those breaches. V'gazru k'negdan yugim l'sachavayos. But as a zecher to what happened, every time you pass by one of the spots where the Greeks breached, you give a bow. You give a thanks to Hashem. Ksiv, it says, v'haya b'yom ahu, yatsu mayim chayim me Yerushalayim. It says on that day, this is a pasuk in Zechariah, the water is going to flow live, Mayim Chayim, you know, spring water is going to flow out of Yerushalayim. Tani, mi beis Kodesh Kedashim v'ad ha-Paroches, from the Kodesh Kedashim until the Paroches of the Kodesh Kedashim, it's going to be, where am I? Mikarne Sile V'kili, like the horns of certain grasshoppers, meaning a tiny trickle of water. Men ha-Paroches, out of Mizbeach, Hazav, from the Paroches of the Mizbeach Hazav, Mikarne Chagavim, a different kind of grasshopper, a bigger trickle. Mi Mizbeach Hazav ad Azaros, from the Mizbeach Hazav, I'm in the Kodesh now, till the Azara, is Kechut Shel Shesi, like the thickness of the weaving string, right? Also very, very thin, but it's getting bigger. The point is it's getting bigger. Min Azaros ad Niftan Abayis, from the Azara till the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, Kechut Shel Erev. Like the other, one's the horizontal thread, and one's the vertical thread, and one's thicker than the other. Whichever one's thicker, the Erev, I don't know which one that is, whichever one's thicker is going to be here. Then, Mikan Ve'elech Kim Piapach. From here and on, it's going to be, the water's going to flow like the entrance to a jug, meaning a little bit thicker. And by the way, now this could be literal, this could be a figurative thing about Torah, or about influence, or about Hashkafa, that it starts off always very small, and then it builds momentum, and it grows and grows and grows. So from coming out of the Kodesh Kodesh, which nobody ever went there, it's a very small trickle, right? And as it spreads out into the world, it grows and grows and grows. Again, it could be literal, and it could be not literal. Ksiv, it says, V'hine mayim habachim men hakasef hayimonis, that means ad karsule, until the ankles. So at that point, the water is going to be at your ankles. Then it's going to go up to your knee. Then ad masnaya mikan ve'elech v'yamed elef nachal. Then it's going to be such a large amount of water, such a big ocean, that even with a boat, beer means a boat, even with a boat, you're not going to be able to travel the water. It's going to be so much water. Again, that could be literal, and it could be not literal. It could be so overwhelmed and overpowered by the gilui that's going to be coming in the future, you're not going to be able to handle it no matter what, even if you have... Okay. My timer, why is this? Vitzei adir lo yavrenu, mipnei ma ki go mayim mei sheichu. That's a pasuk, right? No. Oh, yes, it is a pasuk. Mipnei ma, how come mipnei ma, why not? Because ki go mayim mi sachu. Mahu mi sachu, what does that mean? It means mi loshut, from swimming. Which means the Hashem is going to bring so much water, like a swimmer, you know, outstretches his hands, That's what Hashem is going to do that. See, I'm going to stretch his hands like a swimmer. Amar of Yehuna, Ba'asrein, Kari, L'shaita, Shechuna. Yeah, in our town we call a swimmer a Shechuna, which is exactly the word that the Pasuk used to allude to that idea. Uparash Yadav Bekirbo, Kasha Yifrash Hashocha, L'shechus. Hashem's going to stretch out his hand like a swimmer stretches out his hand to swim. Same thing. Ma'o L'shechus, what does that mean? Amar of Yossi, Be'rabon, Main, the mismalmalin ba'alma. That, he says a different vart, it's the water that we're going to talk about. Sicha, sachu comes from the word sicha, to talk. It's the water that we're going to talk about, all the nisim that are going to be done with this water. See if it says, ve'omahu, yeh mekar niftach, lebeis David, liyosha Yerushalayim, lechatas ulanida. That's a pasuk, that on that day, it'll be a bakar for the Beis David and the people of Yerushalayim. L'chatas ulanida. What does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem Rav Yonason, mi Beis David ad Yosher Yerushalayim, k'sher ulanida ulechatas. From David's house, whatever that was, they think they found it at that house, right? From David's palace till the Yosher Yerushalayim, the water that's going to flow there is going to be Mayim Chayim. So it's good for anida, because anida can go into any mikvah. It's also good for chatos, means the paraduma. For that you need mayim chayim. Mikan ve'elech, but after that, me'atar rov eshein, it's going to be mixed up water. So k'sherim anida, for anida it's good, because anida only she needs in mikvah. But psulim le'mechatos, it's going to be puzzle for mechatos, because for that you need mayim, pure mayim chayim. It's not going to be mayim chayim, it's going to be mixed up water. What the message of this is, I have no idea. Amar Abul Azar, some say Rameyer, it would be good for nida rachatos. Mikan ve'elich, after that, mei katrisifos hein. It's water on the slopes, which is psulim l'nida ulachatos. Not good for anybody. It's not a mikvah, and not good for anybody. For sure not good for a, for sure not mayim chayim, not good for the paradum either. Tzivan, it says, v'yom ha'ele ha'mayim ha'ele, yotzim al ha'glila ha'kadmona, ze yam shal samchu. That's the Yam of Samchu, the Yardu al Harava, Zeyam Shal Tveria, Uba Yama, Zeyam HaMelach, that's the Dead Sea, El Hayama Hamotziim, to the water that you're going to find, Zeyam HaGadol. That's the Yam HaGadol, which is the Mediterranean. V'lama Nikva Shmo Motziim, why is it called, you're going to find it? Because Kineged Shtei Pa'amim, Shiyotze Echad, two times that water was, so to speak, found, meaning it flooded, Echad B'dor Enosh, once by Dor Enosh, Ve'echad B'dor HaFlaga, and once by Dor HaFlaga. There was a Rashi says that by Dor Enosh, Hashem brought a marble and destroyed a third of the world. I don't know, by Dor HaFlaga there was a flood again? Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Rab Lezer B'shem Rabbi Chanina, B'rishon Yatza Adkar Kal Bira, the first time it came to Kal Bira, it's a certain place. Where is that? Some say it's in France.
Calabria.
Ubashni Yatad Kipe Barbiroi. It came to the Barbary Coast, which is in Africa somewhere. Rabacha Bashem Rabbi Chanina, Birishani Yatad Kipe Barbiroi. No, first it came to the Barbary Coast. Ubashni Yatad Akko, then it came to Akko, Ad Yafo, until Yafo, which is near Akko. Ad po tavo v'lo tosif, there and not more. Ad akko tavo v'lo yotosif. It's going to go to akko, not more than that. Upo yoshis b'ga'on gelecha, ad yafo ashes ga'on gelecha. Until akko, until yafo, it's going to, the wave is going to go. Nicha yama rabba v'yama demilcha. I understand why you spoke about the Great Sea and the Yama Melach. Bishvil l'miskan, because in the future these rivers are going to become sweet. So it becomes sweet. So the water is going to, wherever it's coming from, is going to go to Yam. That's what we said before. We mentioned all these rivers, all these seas. The water is going to go and sweeten it up. Yam de Tver, Yam de Samchu, l'rabos dabasam. And what do we need to know that the water is going to come to the Tveria or to Yam Samchu? The answer is because it's going to increase the fish. You'll have a lot to eat. Tichsev bay. Lamina tia dagasam, lamine minyanam tia dagasam. Fine. Tani, Amr Bashir ben Gamliel, Maisa shalachti letzaidan, I went to the town of Tzidon. They brought before me 300 different kinds of fish in one plate. Is that an exaggeration? Is that true? I don't know. Then it says, "V'dirpu hamayim be'gavav v'loyer penu lemelach nitanu." Tziv says, "V'dirpu hamayim v'ata marta v'loyer penu yirpo hamayim." Says the water's going to heal, and it says the water's not going to heal. So which one is it? Makom hu ushmo lo yarpa'u. No. There's a place called Lo Yarpa'u. That's the name of the town. Lo Yarpa'u. Tziv, it says, V'alamachal yal al sfaso mizeh u mizeh. Kol eitz maichol ayuva oleha. V'alita imperial l'chada shivaker. Tani amar v'yuda l'fisha ba'olam azeh. In this world, tevua osa shisha chadashim. It takes 6 months for grain to grow. It takes 6 months for grain to grow. The ilan osin l'shtem osachodesh, and for trees it takes a full year. However, avol l'asid lavo, but in the future, hatvua osel l'chodesh echad, tvua is going to take only 1 month. The ilan osel l'shnei chadashim, and the ilan is going to take 2 months. Okay, much faster. My taima, why is that? L'chadashav yivaker, because the pasuk says l'chadashav is 2 months. Yivaker, it's already going to grow. Amar b'yosi l'fisha ba'olam azeh. Right, everyone agrees the grain is 6 months and the trees are a year. Tvua is going to be 15 days and the tree is going to be 1 month. Because by Yoel there was some kind of nace where it took 15 days for the tvua to grow. The carb menu omer, and they brought the omer from that tvua. My taima, which the pasuk says that, ubnei tzion gilu v'simchu ba'hashem elokechem, kinasan lachem is hamora letzdaka, v'yored lachem geshem more umalkosh barishon. Ma mekayim rabiosi lachadosh av yivaker. What does that mean every month? B'chol chodesh v'chodesh yiyem yivaker. Every month it'll grow again. Every month it'll keep on growing. V'alehu l'trufa, and it'll be for it for a trufa means like a medicine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, trufa meitzitz aleha, the leaves, they're going to suck out the taraf mezone. It's going to sustain you. Rav Ushmuel, charam alahater peh shalamailan. One says it's going to sustain you, meaning your mouth. V'charam alahater peh shalamailan. Others say it means your bottom, it helps you go to the bathroom. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Levi, charam alahater peh akaros. Some say it helps the mouth of the akara, meaning the womb, that's the opening. V'chara v'lat pe ilmim. No, it'll heal the ones who can't speak. Okay. Lu'umasam batzafon. And then we said there were gates in the north. Right? At motze b'sha sha'ol l'vuchadetzer l'kan. Right? When the Nebuchadnezzar came to Yerushalayim, time for the destruction. Bava Yoshev lo bedofne shalantuchya. He was in the outskirts of Antioch. The Yata Sanhedrin Gadol Lekroso. The Sanhedrin went to meet him, to appease him. Vamarta Amrulo, he gives man Beis HaMikdash Licharev. Is that what you're here for? Are you here to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Amalahan, so he told them, Osan Shehem Lachti Alechem, the person who's king over you, Tenehuli, give him to me as a prisoner, Vaniholech, and then I'll leave. And is that what happened? He came, he left and he came back?
A whole bunch of times,
right? So, Bova Amru, Yehoyachin, Melech Yehuda, they went to Yehoyachin, who was the king at the time, Nebuchadnezzar Boilach, Nebuchadnezzar asked for you. So this is a famous story, it's actually one of the kinnas in Tisha B'Av is about this story. Kivin Shishama Mehen, Kach, when he heard that, Natal Maftechos Chol Beis HaMikdash, he took the keys of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what keys exactly are there? What kind of keys did they have in the Beis HaMikdash? Like the janitor in the yeshiva building has a million keys. Is that what it is? He took the keys. Ala lagago shel hechel. He went to the roof of the hechel. Amal afanav. He said, Ribono shel olam. L'sha'avar hayinu ne'emanim l'cha. Right? We trusted you. For hayu. Maftechosecha mesorin lanu. And you gave us the keys of your house. Achshav, now, she'ein anu ne'emanim, now there's no trust, Hare miftechasecha mesurin lach. Give the keys back. Give the keys back. The Beis Hamikdash is over. Give the keys back. Train number right. This is machlokas what happened. Chan number one says, Zarkon, he threw them up to the sky. V'od lo yardu. They never went back down. Which is a nace. V'chad amr, and one says, Bob kiminyad v'not lomiyado. A hand came out of heaven. It took the keys back. Either way, it's a big nace. Either way, it's a nace. Kivan shero kol chore Yehuda kain. All the residents of Yehuda saw what just happened. Olu l'rosh kageh sehen. They went up to their roofs. V'naflu, they... It says they fell, they jumped. I don't know. V'mesu, they died. Hadahu d'tzir, that's what it means when it says, Masa gei chizayon, malach efo kealitza kulach legagos. Everybody went up to the roofs. Tashuos malaya ir homia. Right? Okay? Which means they didn't die from the sword, they didn't die from war, they didn't die from anything, just they fell off the roofs and they died. Okay? That's sad. Next Mishnah. Yud Gimel Shulchanos Hayyib Mikdash. There were 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. 13 tables. What 13 tables? Ches Shalshayish. 8 were made out of marble. Beis HaMikdashayim. This was in the section of the Beis HaMikdash, which they never focus on, because it's not so appetizing. But this is where they would take care of all the animals. They would skin them, after they shechted them, they would skin them, chop them up, get ready to put Evarim on the Mizbeach, some was eaten. This is where they took care of all that. 8 tables where they would prepare the animals after Shechita. Shel Alehen Madichen HaShekarbayim, they would wash the innards there. Those are 8 tables. Beis B'mayrev HaKevesh, there were two tables on the western side of the ramp. Echad Shel Shayesh V'Echad Shel Kesef. One was made out of shayish, marble, and one was made out of kesef, silver. Al shel shayish, on the silver, marble one, nosed it evarim. They would put the evarim there. The al shel kesef, klisharis. On the silver, they put the klisharis. Okay. Beis b'ulam. There were two in the ulam. Mi bifnim, al pesach habayis. The ulam is the room, a long, narrow room that you went into before you went into the Kodesh. In that room, there were two tables. What two tables? So, Echad Shel Shayish V'Echad Shel Zav. One made out of marble, one made out of gold. Al Shel Shayish, on the marble one, Nosed in Lechem upon him b'chnisaso. They put in the Lechem upon him when they entered. V'Echad Shel Zav mi b'fnim. The one gold, I'm sorry. V'Echad Shel Zav b'tiyaso. And the golden one was when they took the lechem upon him out. Now, why'd they have to put on a table? In other words, they're going into the shulchan with the new bread, Shabbos. They changed over on Shabbos. Why are they stopping here to put on a table?
What?
No, but there was never a time when the shulchan was empty. They would slide out the old as they slid in the new.
Yeah.
So what exactly you need tables for? Why are there tables here? Like, why are they stopping here to put them on the table? Like, what's going on? They just baked the bread. They're going to go into the shulchan, take off the old and put on the new. What do they need a table for? I'm not 100% sure. Does it say anything in the article?
No, but I'm like, what? You know, they'll take off one pair. They'll put them all on the gold table. They'll take off one pair and put it on the gold table and put one pair on.
But do you realize that these two tables are not near the shulchan?
No, but the pasuk says it should be on the table continuously.
Right, that's the shulchan. Yep. This is not the shulchan. These are two other tables.
So they're using it as a metaphor.
Now, why was one of made out of marble and one was made out of gold? Obviously, gold's more expensive. Shemal and Bekodesh v'lo meridin. Because you only go up in Kedusha, you don't go down. So when it's coming off, it was on a golden table already, it has to go on another golden table. Can't downgrade. Then, of course, Echad Shel Zav, there was a golden table, Mibifnim, inside the Kodesh, Shalav Lechem Panim Tamid. That's where the Lechem Panim rested the whole week. Again, exactly these two tables, I'm not sure. Okay, fine. Now, Tani Ashal Kesef. Some say that the other table for the Lechem Panim was not made out of gold, rather it was made out of silver. However, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak v'Rabbi Chanina Mati ba b'sham Rabbi Yochanan less kanchel kesef. No, it was not made out of silver. We hold the Mishnah said it was made out of gold. Ibnei shehu martiach, because if you put it on silver, it might get moldy and spoil. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Lo kein tani ze'echem min anithim shenasu beis hamikdash. Isn't that one of the miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash? Shekeshem shehayu manichim osocham kachayim otzin osocham. They put it down hot. They removed it a week later and it was still hot. Not a nes. Shenemar loshum lechem cham biyom chalkehu? Chalkaso? Chalkecho? Right? So what do you mean? They want to put on the silver table because it's going to get moldy. The whole thing was a nes. Rabbi Shuban Levi Omar, Ein maskir in ma'aseh nisim. Don't tell me about that nes. What does he mean to say?
You don't rely on nisim.
Klomar, says the Karbon Yehuda. Ein somchin al nes. Ve'osin hakol shelo yis'apesh b'derech hateva. You do everything so that it shouldn't get moldy derech hateva. Then let Hashem do the rest. That's why this carbon answers the question I had for 30 years. The when in Parshas Truma, when you build the Shulchan, the Pasuk says that there were like these poles in between the bread and the plates. I don't know what they're called. The molds, right, rested on those poles. And Rashi says, and the poles had holes in them so that the bread shouldn't spoil. Airflow. And I'm thinking the whole thing's an ace. It stayed hot for a week. You need airflow. You need airflow for. And the answer is, it's carbonado. Everything you do to make sure it doesn't, like a teva situation. Now, Hashem will do nisim, that's Hashem's business. But you don't put on silver table. Silver table spoils. The whole thing's an ace. You do what you have to do. Let Hashem do what he has to do. Right? Okay. Bon kami, Rebbe, Ila, lo ha yisham lechem, ma'ol anichol l'shabbos haba. What if you don't have any bread? You don't have bread. There's no bread to bake this week. So the question he's asking is, would they leave the lechem upon him on a second week? Maybe next week we'll have bread. The whole thing's a nace anyway, so I'll leave them here. Forget the nace. The question is, are you allowed to have the lechem, the shulchan can't be empty. I have no bread to replace it. So should I leave the bread here, or should I take it off and make it empty? It's time to come off. It's the day for it to come off. It's been sitting here a week. What do I do? So the Gemara answers, Amar Lon, Ksiv, it says, V'nasata al shulchan lechem aponim lefonai tamid. Lechem aponim afilu pasal. Meaning? Even if it's puzzle, lechem upon him. Leave it here. Leave it a second week. How long would that go on for? I don't know. But you can leave it. Not a problem. Okay, next. Asara shulchanos, 10 tables, asa Shlomo. Shlomo made 10 tables, in addition to the one table, the one shulchan that we know, he made 10 more, or 9 more. Right? Diksiv, like it says, v'yas shulchanos asara, he made 10 tables, V'yonach behechol chamishim yamin v'hemi small. And he put 5 to the right of the shulchan and 5 to the left of the shulchan. In Tamar, don't say chamisha bedarom v'chamisha betzafon. Don't say he put 5 in the north and 5 in the south. Don't say that. Follow ein shulchan kasher el betzafon. The shulchan has to be in the north. Now, this whole gemara is difficult because these aren't real tables, right? As the gemara is going to say in a minute. Even though he made 10 tables, they only used one of them. They only put lechem on one of them, on the original one. He made 10 tables for beauty. So what's the difference where they are? No, it can't be it can't be 5 in the Darom part, because the shulchan has to be in the tzafon. Shenemar, like it says, v'sa shulchan titin al tela ha-tzafon. The shulchan has to be on the tzafon side. Ma tamad lomar chamishim min v'chamishim mismol. So what does it mean, 5 to the right and 5 to the left? Ela, chamishim yamin shulchano shal Moshe. 5 to the right of Moshe's shulchan. The chamishim ismolo, and 5 to the left. However, it was still all on the tzafon side. Afal pike lo yimisadim ela b'shal Moshe levad. Still, They only put lechem on one table. Shnemar, like it says, it's a shulchan asher all of lechem upon him. Only one table. Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yehuda Amar al kulon hayu misader. They put on all 10, all 11. Shnemar, like it says, it's a shulchanos v'alehem lechem upon him. So shulchanos with lechem upon him. Okay, we'll do another minute. Tani mizrachu mayrav hayunosin divrei Rebbe. Some say they were in east-west, what's the word I'm looking for, direction. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Tzafon V'darim, Har Yonosan, some say it was north-south. Mandar, Mizrach, Umayra, Vnicha. If you say it was east-to-west, that makes sense. Kulon, Ruon, Lashiros, they all could be used. Mandar, Tzafon V'darim, but if you hold that, the Nimtza, Shulchan V'darim, the Shulchan's in the south, Umanor, B'Tzafon, and the Menorah's in the north. It's a whole, doesn't make sense. V'tani shulchan ha'yunosin mechatzi ha'bayis lefnim mashach menachos l'beiz amuz v'mecha klap be'atzafon. Right? Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to stop here. Menorah v'tzafon. No, we'll go a little more. So, yeah, I'm sorry. V'tani ha'shulchan ha'yunosin mechatzi ha'bayis lefnim. It was halfway into the house, into the room, Kodesh. Mashach menachos l'shtei amuz v'mecha. It was 2.5 amos away from the wall. 2.5 amos away from the wall, that's where it was. Klape HaTzafon on the northern side. Kinegdo Badarom, corresponding to that, was the Darom. In other words, there was a Shulchan, a Menorah. They were equidistant, not equidistant, they were in the same row. Each one was 2.5 amos away from the wall. And Mizbeach HaZav, the Mizbeach HaZav was in the middle. Cholek esabayis at the exact center of the room, michetzio v'lefnim, mashach klima kima kape chutz, a little bit to the front, right? And v'kulon hayinasun mishal esabayis lefnim. Everything else was a third into the room. In other words, 2/3 after the room. So the first thing you bumped into was the mizbeach. Then you bumped into the shulchan and the menorah. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to say that Shlomo made 10 menorahs, and we'll do that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.